To Know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Cappy, don't steal this one. Go ahead, Laura.
I didn't read this one either, Laura.
I mean, we've established you don't read the rundown many times in this show, so it's okay. No problem. Anyways, there is a new national hotline. I don't know if you guys heard about this, but it's 988 instead of 911. I'm a huge advocate to mental health. I'm told you guys, I go to therapy. I tell everybody should go to therapy. So the new National Suicide Prevention and Mental Health Crisis Lifeline will go live in July, so next month. When it's fully operational, 988 will represent the beginning of a national shift from relying on traditional emergency responders like police to respond to mental health crisis to people who are not saying police or not, but like therapists and people who are qualified for mental health crisis.
That's pretty cool. I think that, you know, it's funny, like, and I don't mean funny, like, haha. I think that I still feel like as much as we talk about it, and I think it's way more out in the open, obviously, today that people are willing to admit, hey, you know, I'm struggling a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I have a mental health issue, blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I still feel like it's not. And Cappy, I don't know what you think, but I still feel like it's not really treated properly in the amongst the masses, right? Like in the sense of like, I think there's still plenty of people that just like kind of roll their eyes about that stuff.
I definitely think it's changing though. I mean, I really do. Mm-hmm. You know, like when I was a little kid, the things that we have now, like my kids, my son, you know, we went to school, they said he's got ADHD. I'm like, well, can you describe what that means? And then they describe it. And I'm like, yeah, I have that too. And like, well, are you diagnosed? I'm like, no, because back when I was a little kid, nobody called it that. Nobody talked about medication for that.
They people called just you were troubled.
Like, yeah, they were like, mm-hmm. This guy, man, you know, he can't sit still. You know, this guy, he's a disruption in the classroom, blah, blah, blah. You know, things they might say about you, you know?
Right.
And so, yeah, I think it's more out in the open than ever before. I think we're definitely starting to talk about it. And George, I'm glad we're actually having this conversation because let me tell you something. Anybody who's ever been impacted by any of these sorts of things, mental health, addiction, and maybe it's not you, it's somebody in your family. Dude, you know what that can do to your family.
Oh,
I've been there and done that.
Big
dude.
Time. Yeah, big
it's
time.
Gotten better, but it needs to get a lot better still, I think.
I agree. Like even, you know, Cap, you talked about your son who Justin's fairly young, 21, right?
22, yep.
22. So my brother's 31, I believe. And one of my other brothers is like 25, 26. And they are both, you know, they both have the same thing, but one's diagnosed, one's not. Just in even that time span. So it's crazy. Like I'm a huge advocate for everybody to go to therapy. I'm like, I don't care if you feel fine. It's just like a little checkup, you know? I don't know. That's just me.
I haven't been in a while. I've been in a long while.
I'm looking for a new therapist, so if anyone has a recommendation, I've been looking for one for months.
I got to call my guy.
Give me your guy's number.
Yeah, I got a guy. You need a therapist? I got a guy.
I need a new one.
I got a guy.
Mine's retiring.
I got a guy for you.
That'd be great.
He's great. He's okay. Terrific.
I have a lady. She's been fantastic. I've had her basically since I moved here. She's based in Pasadena now. We just do it over video conference, but we started doing it during COVID, and then that's it. I just stayed doing it that way. It's just easier. Mm-hmm. But she's fantastic. I don't see her as much as I used to. Early on, I used to see her every week or every. Then it was like every 2 weeks, and then it became like every month. Now it's like I don't know, like 7 or 8 times a year.
You just do the checkup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need somebody every week, at least for now.
I have one every week right now.
I mean, you got insurance, girl.
Yeah.
Use it.
Yeah. But one thing I will say, so big, big thing, not just because I, you know, graduated from with a psych degree and I wanted to be an MFT, but my thing is getting a therapist is literally like dating.
Oh, agreed. You got to try
so
a few.
Hard.
Yeah, it's
yeah, you
so
gotta try
hard.
A few. I got very lucky that right out of the gate, this lady and I, like, we clicked.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, a lot of people don't want to go back to a therapist because they're like, it didn't feel right. Just keep looking.
Yeah, I would
keep
say
looking.
That my therapist, Vanessa, is easily my top 5 most important women in my life.
Wow.
Yeah, easily.
Laura, when you say MFT, now I know what MF stands for, but what's the T on the end?
Oh, man, Cap.
What?
This is such bleepery.
Family therapist.
Oh, when I heard MFT, the first in the M and the F, I mean, I'm like, oh, I know what that is. I don't know what the T means on the back of that. Marriage and family therapist, huh?
Mm-hmm. I need to get a master's, but I don't know if I'm going to go that route, but that's not the point here. So, if you guys want a therapist, date around.
But I didn't like my marriage therapist at all.
Why? Did you feel like she was biased towards your ex-wife?
No, I would say to her, I go, would you please explain this to her? Would you please tell her that I'm right and she's wrong? Would
that's
you
not how, this
how it works, Kat.
Yeah, that's not how this works.
And she just didn't listen to what I was telling her.
Yeah,
I think you'd be a great character on one of those shows. Like, there'd be a TV show about you and your ex-wife's, like, therapy, I feel like.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, you'd be a character.
Well, the reason I say that is because it reminds me of, like, when I used to watch Entourage and Ari Gold and his wife were going to therapy, and he would say that. He would say, you're just in the bag for her.
You always take her side.
Yeah. Just please tell her that I'm right and she's wrong. Explain it to her. That's why I came to you.
Yeah. Not how it works.
All right. That is what you need to know, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. All right. So Andrew Friedman, as we were talking about earlier, was asked about, hey, do you need to make a deal for another pitcher, especially maybe a starter, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, nah, we're good. We're good. We're going to get some guys back. And, you know, we've got some stuff internally we can do, and we feel comfortable with what we have. Now, look, again, I think he's the smartest guy. Forget about just baseball. I think he's arguably the smartest guy running a team in sports.
Why?
Okay?
Why is that? I mean, why do you say that? I'm just curious how you qualify that. I'm not saying you're wrong.
I will give you. I'm not knocking the guy. I'm just wondering. I mean, it sounds like you're knocking him.
No, it's just that I just wonder, you know, because it's a statement that's, you know, to say you're the smartest guy in sports.
Okay.
I'm just curious. Why do you say that?
Okay. Because I saw him build a team out of nothing. In the Tampa Bay area with shoestring budget and get to a World Series, okay?
Fair check. Got it.
Then I saw him come to the Dodgers, who were a complete disaster from, like, just the bad contracts and all that stuff. Farm system was just, like, okay. He turned their farm system into the best farm system in the sport for a long stretch of time. And we're seeing that pay dividends, clearly. And he got rid of all those guys and was very patient about who he was going to sign to long-term contracts. He had a number of bites at the apple, and he decided it wasn't until he saw Mookie Betts was available that he finally pulled that trigger. And by the way, I was doing shows here for years where people were like, when is he finally going to sign somebody? We need another star, blah, blah, blah. And so I just think that
So this is awesome, George.
He has a great temperament for it. Yeah.
Great. So you've explained why, when you say this, this is the reason you feel the way you feel about Andrew Friedman. So
correct.
Now if you feel that way about him, and you watched him build a crappy team in Tampa on a shoestring budget.
No, a good team in
Well,
Tampa.
I'm saying, you know, crappy organization because they got no money and he's got to put it together, shoestring budget. He comes to the Dodgers. He gets rid of old contracts. He makes the right moves. He wins a championship. You've legitimized why you think he's so smart.
Right.
Then why would you...
doubt him?
Exactly.
Because it just... Look, I don't want to doubt him, but it's kind of like... Wow, this may be the first time I actually doubt him.
Because you think that the Dodgers need to be on the market now looking for starting pitching
help. I think
help.
They need another arm.
And because you
know
think
why
that,
I think they need another arm?
Because guys got hurt, and one guy's old and is always hurt, and one guy's not performing the way he was.
Right.
Are these the reasons?
Yeah, all those are the reasons, yeah.
Okay, so you think they need more starting pitching.
Just one, you know, I'd be fine with just one pitcher.
He
and
says
honestly,
publicly,
I'd be looking at another relief pitcher too, because I don't know if Craig Kimbrell is someone I'd trust.
Okay,
I'm out on him, as you know.
I know you've told me, and Andrew Friedman is hearing this now. He's saying George thinks we need more starting pitching, but George thinks I'm the smartest guy in baseball. But all of a sudden, George doesn't agree with me.
I mean, it's okay. I don't have to agree with him every time.
Okay, it's fine. Now, some of our listeners have already gone into the circle of trust and said, "Now, time out, fellas. Don't you think that if the Dodgers do need more starting pitching or even some help in the bullpen or maybe even in the closer role, that the last thing Andrew Friedman, poker player, is going to say publicly is, yeah, we're starting to look. We're starting to try and put some deals together out there because we clearly need more starting pitching. Maybe, as some of the listeners have suggested, maybe this is his poker match where he doesn't want to tell everybody that he needs more starting pitching because then they know that they can take him.
I mean, I don't know. I think pretty much everyone around the league can kind of see what's going on. And in the past, he's been fairly transparent, so I don't see why that would change now.
Okay, I'm just throwing out options.
Yeah.
I mean, if he's the smartest guy in all of pro sports.
I just want to say that as a Cleveland Indians, now Guardians fan, every year at the trade deadline, when the Indians are good, Chris Antonetti would say, well, we don't need to make any midseason acquisitions because we've got our own internal midseason acquisitions because so-and-so is coming back from injury and so-and-so is coming back from the disabled list. So, I don't know. I just feel like that's just a ruse they put on when they don't want to do anything.
Well, but wait a second. But what George is saying is that they've built this great minor league system. And that's true. Okay? So if you've built this great minor league system, you're looking into your minor leagues and you're thinking, I got this guy coming and this guy coming. And you know what? Maybe it's this guy's time. And I wasn't expecting that this guy was going to be hurt. But now all of a sudden it's time for this guy to see what he's got. So, you know,
the Dodgers are always in win now mode. They're not like, oh, let's see what happens with this guy next year. They're not your regular team. They spend money on guys to win now.
Right. But they think that what they have on the farm is going to be major league ready. And by the way, I'm just presenting to you a possibility that if he's built such a great minor league system, maybe he's got backups and he's got guys ready to become major leaguers. But it's hard to become a major leaguer with the Dodgers because they got a team of all-stars.
Prospect is always just a prospect.
I know the cliche, but what I'm getting at here is that maybe Andrew Friedman knows something about the organization and about what he has on the farm that I don't study farm baseball. I don't study minor league baseball. Does anybody here? I'm not a minor league baseball fan.
No,
I don't study it.
I'm not a fan. I know a little bit of the Dodgers farm system.
Yeah, I don't know anything about it. Yeah, I don't study any of the farm system of any kind of any organization. When I hear people tell me they've got the number one system, this guy's the number one prospect, I'm like, yeah, well, when he gets to the major leagues, I'll get to know his name. Otherwise, I don't really know any of that. But if Andrew Friedman is the smartest guy and if Andrew Friedman has built up this great minor league system, maybe he has arms on the way. Perhaps. You're not buying that.
I mean, maybe. I'm not dismissing it, but I don't know. Like, it just was weird. It was one of those things where I felt I was just surprised because, again, he's generally been fairly transparent.
Okay. So you think then if he's been transparent, that what he's saying is we're not out there looking for starting
pitching.
We have
enough. We've
got plenty.
Yeah. And maybe he does if Dustin May comes back in July and they're good to go. I don't know. Maybe he does. Again, I don't even feel good about doubting him is what I'm saying.
Well, I'll just say this, George. Last night, the Dodgers were off. They'll play the Angels tonight.
Correct.
The Padres went to Chicago and won that game. The Dodgers got swept by San Francisco over the weekend. The Padres against last place Colorado split. And last night, the Padres jumped into first place to tie the Dodgers. And if I were Andrew Friedman, I'd be looking at the Padres going, now, wait a second. This team right here, they haven't had Tatis, their best player, the entire first half of the season so far. Are those guys actually going to get better this year? Or are they going to do what they did last year, which is like a generational collapse? One way or another, I'm looking at other teams in the division. And I'm going, those guys are tied with us for first place, and they don't have their best player. So I would be thinking, this is not just some, you know, this is not on cruise control. This is no guarantee that we just win the division, as we learned last year.
Oh, no, I agree. I think this division, everyone thought they were going to run away with it, and clearly that's, at least for now, it doesn't seem like that's going to be the case.
Yeah, I mean, and we talked about this yesterday. You know, here's Dave Roberts talking about, you know, his players and the way they played and how important these games are and just, you know, Dave kind of going public with his disappointment, but it's somewhat understandable, right? I mean, you lose three straight games to San Francisco when San Francisco was in third place. I'm not saying that you dismiss them. I'm just saying that, you know, to get swept, pretty surprising.
Yeah. I was stunned.
I am seriously looking forward to this Dodgers-Angels series. I don't usually get into the interleague stuff. I don't really care. I've told you, I find the Angels to be more interesting than ever before. And
mostly
so,
because of just what's transpired over the last, you know, month or so.
Yeah, it's been crazy. I mean, yeah. It's been absolutely crazy what's happened in the Angels clubhouse, in their front office, in the political world in Anaheim. And now here are the Angels and the Dodgers on the big stage. I'm going to be watching this tonight.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
I don't know if anybody else has plans. Anybody else got plans for Taco Tuesday? I'm watching the game.
No, I'm going to watch. I always watch. I watch Dodger baseball every night. I mean, unless there's like a big NBA game I got to be paying attention to.
Or you're going out to dinner with Sliwa.
Yeah, that's fair, I guess. There's that. I mean, they weren't they didn't play yesterday, so it was that too.
I mean, it was just kind of weird the way last night at the Laker event, you were like, I got to get out of here at 7:15.
No, I was going to go watch the game, and then I said, and then I changed my mind. Is that okay with you?
No, it's fine by me. You know me. I like to change my mind.
No, it doesn't seem like it's okay with you.
No, it's okay. It's just that
Bergman,
you made such a big deal.
Bergman is here now. Bergman, can you come in here for a second? Put some headphones on if you can, I guess, so you can hear Cappy.
What's up, Bergie?
Hold on. He's not in here yet. He's got to get headphones. Because you do sound like you brought this up now for the third time. Like, you know, if you would have brought it up once, okay. But you now brought up the third time that I went to dinner with Sliwa, which again, the original plan was Sliwa and I were going to go to lunch today. But then my TV schedule changed. So I was like, oh, I don't have to come in to do TV tomorrow. How about we just do dinner tonight? Which is, we're here. We just go down the street. And he was like, okay, let's do it. So we did it. And you brought it up for the third time. Bergman.
Yeah.
It sounds like Cappy's a little hurt here.
I mean, yeah, I could see why. Ireland was a little hurt, too.
Yeah, he was disappointed.
Well, yeah, because
But he would have never shown up.
You know what? I was standing next to you when you talked about that.
Yeah.
When you were talking to Sliwa, and it seemed like a you two thing.
That's why, Bergie.
Right, Bergman
not
was
hurt.
There.
I was
exactly.
standing right with
but,
them.
Right
but Greg,
there.
But yeah. Greg, I'm not hurt because I know that Sedano and Sliwa needed a little get-to-know-you session.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah, you talked about it in Crosstalk.
Hold on. Laura doesn't have her headphones because she had to loan them to Greg.
Yeah.
But Laura, just say what you just said in my ear.
I said, you hurt. I know you hurt. You just really butt hurt.
No, not even in the slightest bit. Because now, if you would have asked me, do you want to come? I would have been like, oh, man, I don't know. It's 7:30, 7:45.
Yeah, you're
right. No. And I would have hemmed and hawed. And I might have still gone.
We actually ran into one of the new, what do they call them, the salespeople? MCs.
MCs,
yeah.
Them.
Exactly. Yeah, the one of the ladies who is
yeah,
the
new MC. Sam.
Sam, yeah.
Yes.
And her friend, we ran into them at Tin Roof Bistro, actually.
Oh, so they were there also.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, Cap, you could have been, you know, schmoozing with Sam.
Right.
Yeah.
That would have been
different
nice.
Sam.
Yep. But anyway, my point is I knew these guys needed to have a little, you know, a little one-on-one time. They needed quality time together.
Yeah.
And I would have felt like I was intruding.
Yeah. Now,
but I wasn't invited.
You weren't intruding. It was nothing other than we had talked about going to lunch and we went to dinner instead.
Right. That's fine. My gripe is not that I wasn't invited to dinner.
Mm-hmm.
My gripe is that you were very specific.
I think your gripe is because I was very specific because I was going to watch the game. And then you know what? I went somewhere where we could watch the game.
You called an audible.
And then I recorded the game.
Made such a big deal. Like, why are they having this thing the night of friggin'?
Well,
game
I wasn't
five.
Thrilled I mean, that it was happening the night of an NBA Finals
game.
When it got planned, they might not have known the final schedule yet.
No, I understand, but I wasn't thrilled by it. You're right. But then I said, okay, and I told Tommy the same thing, by the way. You're not alone. I text Tommy and I said, yeah, I want to be out of there by 7:15 so I can go watch the fourth quarter.
So at 7:15, I looked at my phone and I said, I got to get out of here because George wanted to get out of here and I want to give him his jacket back. And so I stood out front waiting to give you your jacket back.
You did.
But there was
and
no
I got
invitation.
Caught
That's
I got caught
mad.
Up with a... With...
Okay. Hold on. I can hear it all now. So you were standing outside to
you
get the jacket,
the bag.
waiting just so you could not get the invitation.
Right. So now
you didn't want the invitation.
And you ready for this? I'm parked out in front of the Lakers offices.
You did.
George and Sliwa come walking out.
Right.
I figure they're coming walking right towards me. They walk into the men's room together. So now Sliwa and George are in the men's room together. They finally come out. George doesn't see me. I'm standing right in front of the place. Like, my car's right there.
Well, I was looking in the direction where you parked.
I know you did. And I gave George the jacket back. By the way, it was a nice Hugo Boss jacket.
It was
right,
a nice
didn't
jacket.
That jacket, wasn't that a nice jacket?
It was a really nice jacket.
You know that meme where I think it's like a cat and he's looking from far away and he's got, like, the tears in his eyes just welling up and he's just like, oh, like it's out of reach.
Yeah.
You can see
That's
it.
That's Cappy.
That's you right now, Cap.
It is the polar opposite of me. And what's bothering you three right now is that it really didn't hurt me in the slightest bit.
Oh, it did.
And no. You see, you think, but you don't know. And I'm telling you that George and Slee needed one-on-one quality time, and I didn't want to intrude on that. So therefore, there is no insult of not receiving the invitation. None, zero. Zero.
So then, I mean, the way it sounds, because I was out shopping, you know, it sounds like you've brought it up a bunch of times. So
it's about George being rigid about being done at 7:15 and then him changing his mind. That's all.
Why? Hold on. But why can't I change my mind?
You can change your mind all day long.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes I change my mind and then you say to me, what's wrong with you? Can't you just pick one way or the other? I'm like, No, I changed my mind. That's all.
Different. But there's a difference between changing your mind in the middle of an argument, in the same argument, and me deciding instead of going to lunch with someone, I'm going to go to dinner with them because they happen to be right in front of me.
Okay, so then let me ask you this question.
And we're going to watch the game.
All right, you ready? If you guys want my feelings to really be hurt, if this is what you want.
No, we don't want it. We're just curious because you keep bringing it up.
I'm going to give it to you. You ready, George?
Go ahead.
You ready?
Here we go.
Did you intentionally not invite me?
No.
Okay, see now my feelings aren't hurt.
We did not invite you. We literally rescheduled a lunch to a dinner. That's all we did.
That's why my feelings aren't hurt.
Nobody else got invited.
Right.
Okay.
So on the outside,
which is okay.
I'm going to speculate. So I think Cap is a little left out of not being in the league, even though Sliwa is only a part-timer
in the league. Part-league.
He's in the league.
Ireland does like to call
you. Yep, I am not in the league. And guess what? I'm not getting in the league, and there's nothing I can do to get into the league. And frankly, I didn't really want into the league. I like being on the outside. I'm like, I'm not in the league.
I think you fit better on the outside.
You definitely
fit better. You get to be yourself more.
And
be
an outsider.
And say what I want to say about all these guys.
Yeah.
I have to go see these guys.
I mean, do you want to go and actually like stand courtside with George and talking to Russell and have to be all nice to him when you talk crap about him right in the next day?
Oh, that's my. I don't want to do that.
No, exactly.
Just like you wouldn't be able to talk about Steph Curry, his parents, and swingers and all that kind of stuff you're talking about yesterday.
Swingers.
If you were in the league,
well, wife swapping.
I didn't say that.
Wife swapping.
Yeah. No, you
wife swapping. Cap did though. He went from the wife swapping to swinging.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Well, I had some stories about that. Yeah. You know.
But you wouldn't be able to do that if you were in the league.
Right. Well, that's why I'm staying out of the league.
Like key parties and stuff.
Key parties. I've not really ever been to them, but I'm familiar with what those are.
What is,
sounds like you know what they are, Greg.
Of course. Who doesn't know what a key party is?
Lindsay doesn't.
Is it like from the movie Eyes Wide Shut?
Kind of. So there's a big bowl, and you put all the keys in there, and you grab a pair of keys, and you go home with that person.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't think anybody else is doing that in the league.
No.
No, in the league, they don't do
he had
that.
To clarify.
Yes.
This has nothing to do with the league.
No, outside of the league, that happens. But
different
in the
league, kind of league.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably didn't happen like
different
that.
Extraordinary gentleman.
Bergman, since we were, before you came in here, talking about the Angels and Dodgers, were you surprised Andrew Friedman dismissed the notion that they need more pitching?
Yeah, a little bit, because they absolutely need more pitching.
Right. Now, Cappy thinks he's doing the old, runaround on you. He's saying that so people don't think that he actually needs pitching for his negotiation. And I'm like, he's fairly transparent. Like, I don't think that that's like a thing.
So
I think two things. One, he may know his farm system a whole lot better than I do. And maybe has confidence that he's got pieces that can still come in. Mm-hmm. And two, there is the possibility that he's just playing poker. Possible.
I think it's the poker part. It's where he's doing that. He is very transparent, but at the same time, he doesn't. You never know what he's going to do. When the Freddie Freeman deal came down, everyone was like, oh my God, the Freddie Freeman deal happened. When Mookie Betts happened, nobody knew that Mookie Betts was happening. What last year, they went and got Max Scherzer. The year before that, a couple years before that, they got Yu Darvish. When they need something, they will go out and they will get it. And especially right now, with the team that they have this year, with the offense that they have and the pitching that needs a little bit of help, they absolutely will go get a pitcher. And I guarantee you, they probably start looking at closers too.
Well, they definitely need a closer.
They do.
Kimbrel's not good.
No. No, he's not.
You're the same two guys that ran Kenley Jansen out of town. Now you're going to run Craig Kimbrel out of town?
Kenley Jansen was having some issues. I mean, the relief pitchers are difficult to go through anyway. At the beginning of the year, the guys that you have in the bullpen are not the same that you have at the end of the year. And so they are going to go out, they're going to get relief, and they're going to get a starting pitcher.
Yeah.
Guaranteed.
Yeah.
Guaranteed.
Now what do you got to say, Cappy?
Okay, here's what I got to say. Greg,
yes.
Did you see the Trey Turner play on Sunday?
Which one are you speaking of? I watched
the one in the eighth inning when he...
I did not watch on Sunday, actually.
Eighth inning. Did you see the highlights of it?
Sure.
Yeah, the eighth inning where
he went to third?
He sees the ball bounce and get behind the outfielder,
right.
And he kind of just goes to third.
Instead of trying to
sprint and go home.
Without telling you about our conversation yesterday, what do you make of that play?
You know what? I feel like he should have been able to make it home, and that's the biggest thing about all of it. That if he has the speed to make that and he has a good vision and he's a great base runner, he should have made it home.
Okay, why did he not?
Because he held up.
Okay, but why?
I'm not in his head. I don't have the answers to why he wanted to.
So can I say what my opinion, or am I not allowed, Cappy?
No, of course you're allowed. This was your whole thing yesterday.
My thing is, he either, like, he just had a brain fart, is what I'm saying. Because there's no way that play hasn't happened a million times to him from Little League to the Major Leagues, and him not tried to score on that play like that, down two runs in the eighth inning.
I don't think there's anything of him just, like, you know, bailing out on the play or anything like that. I think that it was just a situation where, yes, like Sedano was saying, he just stopped for whatever reason.
Well, apparently the media was giving him a hard time.
Which deservedly so.
And then he made the comment, right? What was the comment that he made?
The comment was something like, my running is not the issue that we should be talking about.
That run wasn't something. Hold on.
Well, it wasn't the full issue. I mean, look, they lost. They still lost the game. That one run wasn't going to change anything, but it gets a run on the board, and then you start getting people moving.
And you're only down one at that point.
Right. You're only down one. And but they haven't been hitting with runners in scoring position anyway.
Right,
so.
But the question was, did Trey Turner...
Oh, here it is. Quote, my run is not really that important. That's kind of pissed me off.
Well,
the question is, did he slow down or did he not slow down? And the question that
was
coming...
Well, he never actually took off was my point.
Right. The questions from the media and the reason Trey Turner, it sounds like he kind of got grumpy about it was because the notion may have been, well, dude, somebody with your base running ability and somebody with your speed... And knowing that you're down 2-0 and knowing that you guys have lost these first couple of games to a division rival, shouldn't you be hauling ass 100 miles an hour and getting home or at least trying to make a play at home?
Yeah, the time in the game that, yes, you should have been.
Of course.
But you never want to make the last out at home or at third base, right? So that's probably part of what he was thinking about. Whether it's true or not, that's probably what he was thinking.
He made a miscalculation.
It was a miscalculation, and it was bad. And it was a situation that he needs to be going home. He has the speed to do it.
There's not only does he have the speed to do it, he should feel like he has the autonomy, frankly, to make that call. Like, you got to trust your players.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't see what Dino Ebel did on third base. Was he stopping him?
We couldn't see it either. That's the problem.
But we couldn't see him on the video. But considering all the writers were asking him that, and they're in the press box,
right?
They have a much better vantage point if that was something that actually happened or not, is my guess. So I will, it's a guess, but I'm guessing the guys in the press box saw that he wasn't being held up.
Yeah, if he wasn't being held up, then there is a little bit of an issue there.
Was he dogging it?
Was he dogging it? I mean, I don't want to say he was dogging it. Like,
you know what George said yesterday?
What?
Worse than dogging it.
Worse than dogging it.
Brain fart is worse than dogging it to me.
Yeah.
Well, dogging it to me sounds like he just didn't want to go home. Like he was just like he was holding up on purpose. Whereas a brain fart means like, oh man, I just totally messed that up. That happens all the time.
Yeah, I think it's just as bad to have that happen to you and then try to be defensive about it. If you admit, if he goes to the media and says, you know what, guys, I had a brain fart out there. Then all of a sudden, I'm like, hey, everybody makes mistakes. No big deal.
Sure.
But when you're saying that run doesn't matter, like, come on, dude, stop. Don't insult my intelligence.
Especially when you lost the first two games of the division rival, and this is for getting swept. Yes, you can't double down.
You got anything else for him, Cappy? Because we got to go to break.
Really? Oh, well, Bergie, you should stick around and play Big Deal or No Deal.
You want to play Big Deal or No Deal? Or do you
gotta
go?
If it's okay, yeah, sure.
No, you can play, yes. Absolutely.
I mean, we play Game of Games every day.
You should play Game of Games every day.
That's
I love
true.
That you guys
all right,
do.
We're back in a couple minutes for Big Deal or No Deal.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right. Time for Big Deal or No Deal.
Sound really excited, like Morales wants us to be. Take it away, Sedano.
Yeah.
Use your fake radio voice and get excited.
Thank you, Christopher.
Shit on him. There you go.
Thank you, Christopher. All right, Big Deal or No Deal. Take it away, Lindsay.
All right, Sedano. All right, so we heard a lot about the most recent episode of HBO's The Shop. The social clips had us all talking about LeBron last week during the NBA Finals. And again, you know, this week we talked a little bit about it yesterday. One thing that we haven't talked about yet is what LeBron said about Tom Brady's recent TV deal with Fox. He was asked if he would ever consider being an NBA broadcaster. Here's a little clip of that.
Would you be on?
I don't know. I'll be watching that stuff a little bit.
Like when Tom Brady signed up for TV, were you like, maybe that's
true? Yeah, when I seen how much he signed for, damn right I did.
Damn.
Would
you do it?
Yeah, I would.
Really?
I would. Yeah, for sure. I mean, one, my knowledge of the sport. And and being able to have my insight on the sport and still be around the game. I want to stay around the game for sure, forever.
So is what LeBron said here a big deal or no deal, Sedano?
I mean, it's a big deal, but he didn't. Then after the fact was asked about ownership, and that's when that viral clip went out. And he's like, well, I'd rather be an owner than be talking, that's for sure. He's going to want to own the Vegas team. He's clearly made that a thing. And I can totally see that happening because I think that the group he has with John Henry owns the Red Sox and Liverpool. He's part of that group. I can see them being the group that ends up with that team.
I'm going to say this is no deal. I remember when we had this conversation about Tom Brady and it's $37 million a year to broadcast.
Which, by the way, Fox has denied the number, like, in the sense of the per year number.
Mm-hmm. Like, 10 years, 375,
there's,
it's
like
pretty
incentives.
Obvious.
No, but they're saying that there's a lot of incentives and things like that. That's the total number, but not necessarily the yearly number.
Wait, what is a broadcast incentive? Just out of curiosity.
If you do 10 games in a row,
I don't know.
You get an extra $1 million.
I mean, Lachlan Murdoch, who runs the corporation, basically came out and denied the report. So.
That is true. They have denied it, but that's because it's such a gaudy number and it's so over the top and it's so much more than anybody else was making that they're like, we don't want the whole world to know this. Let's deny it. But I do remember this conversation where it was like, who's the next? Who in sports could be next to actually become a television analyst and make more than Tom Brady? And my answer was LeBron James. And I just don't think he's ruling it out. If somebody says to LeBron James, we'll pay you $45 million to sit on the set of TNT and we're getting rid of Kenny the Jet, he's taking that money.
He could do both because doesn't Shaq have like...
he no longer has a stake in the Kings.
But he did.
Dwayne Wade has a minority stake in the Jazz and he does TNT.
So, there you go.
It's possible. I guess it just depends on how much of an ownership stake he would have.
Yeah, I also think it's no deal, but also because... there's the TNT test. Would LeBron be good on the TNT broadcast? I think he'd be fine, but I don't think he would be like Draymond would be on there and being able to be like that personable person that's, you know, and actually calling people out every once in a while, or like a Pat Bev, where he would be more like a Kenny Smith. It's more of the straight guy, Kenny's not going anywhere.
If he can be like the guy you see on the shop,
that's exactly what I was going to say.
I think he would absolutely be great on TNT.
Sure, if he can be, but would he be? Would he be on TNT? Like, would he be that guy, or would he be a little bit more
stiff? I don't think
Charles
is doing this forever. I mean, I've had that conversation.
But he's also crazy. You need somebody that's going to be kind of like Charles.
Well, Draymond is that.
Yes. So, okay. So if, but then what about Kenny? Like, is Kenny going to go away at any time soon?
I don't know.
Shaq's not going to go away anytime soon.
Well, but Kenny could.
Kenny could. If you move him into the Kenny role, then I can see it happening.
Yeah, but I don't think you can just start trying to replace Charles, Kenny, and Shaq.
You can't.
You're going to bring in different personalities. And because LeBron is such a star, and because of everything, you know, people know him intimately, if you will, you know, because they've been fans for 20 plus years. I think LeBron with his personality would be just fine. Put it this way. You ready for this? If I gave you LeBron James or Tom Brady and I asked you who's going to be a more successful
LeBron.
Television personality?
LeBron.
Easy. He says way more interesting things than Tom Brady. I don't recall one interesting thing Tom Brady has ever said to the media.
He says some funny things now that he's in Tampa Bay where he's doing, like, where he's getting drunk and throwing, you know, the Super
right.
Bowl trophy.
And he's occasionally on Twitter or whatever.
And
but
says something funny.
But for the most part, he's pretty boring.
Yeah, Twitter funny and actually funny are two totally different things.
He probably doesn't even
really
write those
boring,
tweets.
But okay. I wonder if he's boring or if he was Patriots boring. And now he's coming out of his shell.
Well, that's I agree with you, Cap. I do think that that's happening since he
when
got to Tampa Bay.
When was the last time Tom Brady said something interesting?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I saw the video that he did the other day where he's wearing his underwear and he's shaving.
No. I'm talking about, like,
bits.
About sports.
So?
When was the last time he said
know.
Something interesting about sports?
I don't know.
Probably when he made
football?
The joke about the tuck rule.
I mean, that was funny, but it was also, again, a bit.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, he's not Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning is just funny because he's funny.
Peyton Manning is a natural.
Yes, he's natural. Eli is natural.
Yes.
I think LeBron's naturally funny. Like, Taco Tuesday! Like, his Instagram post, he's funny.
I don't love the Taco Tuesday.
I mean, I don't really think that's that funny.
Taco Tuesday!
I don't think Laura likes it.
I'm biased. I don't like it at all.
Well, yes, you're biased towards LeBron. You think whatever LeBron can do is no wrong.
As a Mexican, I do not like that.
Well,
really? You don't like him talking Taco Tuesday?
No. Go, Lindsay.
What is it, Laura? Or it's just you just don't like LeBron.
She doesn't like LeBron.
There's that too.
There's that too.
But I'm not getting into that other whole discussion when we're in a game.
Yeah. Why do you always feel the need to probe? Like, you know, what are you, Barbara Walters or something?
Well, I didn't understand what the deal was.
I mean,
me,
Jesus.
Barbara Walters. You're the guy that was trying to get Clay Thompson to cry after a game.
Yeah, Barbara.
That is Barbara Walters. That was a total Barbara Walters move.
Yes.
It's a great cut, please.
Let me try and get you to cry.
Barbara, wah, wah.
All right.
It's amazing.
So I know that you're a fan of Squid Game, Greg, so you'll like this. Okay, so Netflix announced
Sunday. Is it coming back?
Yes, they announced on Sunday that the wildly popular South Korean show is greenlit for a second season. And then they announced today a new reality competition series called Squid Games The Challenge is also going to come out. The game show is obviously based on the Squid Game TV show. And the game show is going to have 456 contestants. And the grand prize is going to be $4.56 million. That's the same number, of course, of contestants in the actual show. And the American dollar adaptation to the show's $45.6 billion won in Korean money. So Netflix confirmed that the contestants could be going home empty-handed, but they will not die if they lose. Mm. So is the Squid Game sequel and the subsequent game show a big deal or no deal, Cappy?
I'm going to say no deal. I watch Squid Games, and for some reason, I don't know why that show made me feel slimy. Like, gosh, I don't like this. Like, there's something about it. I'm watching it. I can't not watch it, and I got to finish the whole thing, and I don't like that I like it. So I don't know that I'm going back in for Squid Games 2.0, and I don't know that I'm going to do the game show if people are going to walk out empty-handed. I mean, that's kind of the whole fun of the Squid Games is, you know, you're risking your life.
Yeah, but they can't kill people on TV.
I know. I understand.
You have to watch it. We're going to mandate it, you know?
We are. We're mandating
it. It's
going to
be part
the
of the show. You know how we try and integrate you into the pop culture world?
Yeah.
That's going to be mandatory.
You're not going to watch it. You did the same thing with Ted Lasso. You watched like 10 of the 12 episodes and didn't finish the damn season.
How do you not finish?
I didn't finish.
You
I think it was
finish.
Season
no, he's
three.
A, he's a dope. That's
no,
why.
No. It's not why. It's because I
this is
have
such
an Apple
bleepery.
TV issue.
You have a what?
I have an Apple TV issue.
No, you said you fixed it.
I didn't.
So you
lied.
You lied to us.
I didn't lie. I thought I did.
God, you're such a liar.
You know, when there's a difference between lying.
No. There's no lie. You lied.
Now, wait a second, Laura. Hold on a second. If you download the Apple TV and you watch the first Magic Johnson in the series, but then you are being told you have to pay, but then you can't figure out what your password is, you thought
How
you
many
had
times
it
have we gone
worked
over this?
Out,
Thank
but you.
You
didn't. So there's a big difference between not being able to get to your password and lying. There's a very large difference.
I find it hard to believe.
I think the slander's got to stop.
Wait,
it's,
but
it's got to stop.
I find it hard to believe that you live in a house now with your kids home from college that you, when you have very, whatever the word is, capable, you know, 20-something-year-old kids who are all watching all these shows and streaming services, they have to be, I find it hard to believe that you still have no access to this whatsoever
Let
with all those
something.
Kids in the house.
I get the email from Apple that says they charge me $4.99 for Apple Plus, and the email is in my daughter's name, and she has no idea what I'm talking about, doesn't have any
but
idea.
But by
the
way,
password.
You can get the password, dude. All
I've
you have
tried,
to do is tell
man.
Them, like, forgot
you,
password.
Yeah, if you
Isn't
get the email, you get the email saying
I've
that you
tried,
get the four.
It's on his daughter's phone.
But wait.
I've tried forever.
If you're saying that you get the emails about the $4.99, that's also the same email that gets the password change.
I don't think so.
Well,
yes!
Cap, this is very solvable.
Well, it's not a lie.
Are y'all smoking crack?
There's a big difference between a lie and having a mistake and not understanding your passwords and being unable to finish
Ted
Lasso.
It's like George Costanza. It's not a lie if you believe it.
I feel like you need to watch a YouTube video on this, Cap.
I mean, seriously,
it's just
bro.
Not that important.
I mean,
to
by
me.
The way, how long has this been a thing?
It's been a thing for a while. In fact, how do I cancel it? Why am I paying $5 a month when I can't use it?
We already tried this with you a long time ago. What's the next one?
We had listeners call in and like tell explain to you step by step how
Laura,
to do it.
I can't wait until you tell me another boring what you need to know story so I can go, let's move on because this
oh,
is really
Oh, of course.
Lame. Oh, it's going to happen tomorrow.
Of course.
Yeah.
It's going to happen
That's okay.
Tomorrow.
I can take it.
Right,
Brown
she,
shade.
I
can
she,
take
she can
it.
She can dish it out. Brock can take
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I can bam, take bam. It.
Why do you have to be such a jerk there? Like, what was that
because
about?
I can take it.
I don't like the notion of you're lying about something when I'm telling you it's simply I have a tech issue. Tech issue's not lying.
But, Cap, my question is...
But you all are also a liar. Like, we've documented this.
That is a lie.
Oh, good for you.
Lindsay, please come help me.
Cap, I've offered to help you. And then when you're here and I offer to help you, you're too busy.
Mm.
You're too busy
that
to pay attention
too.
To the Disney reservation.
When are you coming back up, Cap?
Next week.
Okay, so next week.
Next week,
let's,
we're doing
let's
it.
Set a date. Let's
Can't
make
somebody
that
come
happen.
Down and work
Kenzie.
On my TV? Yeah.
I think that you're. Again, I would be shocked if you ask all of your children that live with you if any of them don't have access to. Out of all of them, at least one of them has access to Apple and can help you with this. They're just you're just not asking them, or they're just like, Dan, don't bother me with this. Like that's probably what's going on here, right?
I don't think so.
I would help my dad if he asked me.
Come on, Laura, help me out.
In fact, I had to.
I'm too boring, Cap, so you know.
Oh, you done. Listen, yeah. Ain't nothing worse than a woman scorn, and then you add Latina into that, you in trouble now, dog. Yeah.
Let's move on.
So are we answering more of the Squid Game question? Are we done?
Wait, what were we talking about? Squid Game?
Man, I did it because Greg liked Squid Game.
I do like Squid Game. I've never seen it.
Hold on, can I play this drop? I just want to know what it is. I think it's Samuel L. Jackson.
Wrong, mother.
That's such a good drop. Dude, you asked for this.
You need to use that all the time.
You asked for this when we had the Sedano show alone.
Yourselves.
All those were for you.
I couldn't hear that one.
Your business.
Hold on, let me find one more. That's just a laugh. Okay, but
I don't know what that is, but it's funny.
Like, no, but
that was funny.
It's looped.
No, but yeah. This Samuel Jackson was my favorite now.
Wrong, mother.
That's such you.
That is a Sedano drop to the fullest.
So we used what do you to use that's these from? A lot.
We need the snakes on the plane one.
I'm pretty sure that's Pulp Fiction.
I think it is Pulp Fiction, but it's any Samuel Jackson movie.
Yeah, look at the big brain on Brad scene.
Yeah, maybe.
That's so, that Hawaiian joint? This is a tasty burger, that scene.
Wrong, mother.
I don't know.
Yeah. All right, go ahead, next.
All right, last one here real quick. Yeah. So it's been nearly 18 months since Golden Tate stepped out onto a football field, but the longtime wide receiver has now found a new outlet for his athletic tools, baseball. Tate has signed with the Port Angeles Lefties of the West Coast League. He played college baseball at Notre Dame and was drafted twice by MLB teams, but opted to pursue his NFL career instead. So not really that big of a deal, but was wondering, do you guys think that it's possible in 2022 or any time in the future for there to be a two-sport pro athlete like Bo Jackson and Deion Sanders?
I think it's possible. I don't know if Golden Tate's going to be that guy, clearly, at this stage
of his career.
But I do think it's possible. I think we will see one other. Look, if we've seen Shohei Ohtani in baseball play pitch and field and hit and all that, I do think that there will be a two-sport star. I think that, Bo Jackson was more of an anomaly because he was great at both. I think Deion was good at baseball, not great, and he was clearly great at football. But I do think we'll have someone like that. Maybe it'll take a long time because specialization has become such a big thing at the youth levels, but I do think eventually we'll see somebody, I guess.
Yeah. See, I'm going the opposite direction. There are plenty of people, human beings, that are capable of being professional football players and simultaneously professional baseball players. Or maybe it's two other sports. But I just think, because of what you just said, George, specialization. There are plenty of kids in your local high schools that are the best football player and best basketball player, or the best football player and best baseball player, and they can play college both sports. But the college coaches don't want them to play both sports. So these kids find themselves going, which one do I like better? Well, I guess I like baseball better, so I'm going to give up football.
Mother-
I'm telling you, there are plenty of athletes that could do it. I just don't think we're going to see it again because I don't think anybody's going to go for it.
All right, Bergie.
So I don't think that it's going to happen. I'm more with Cap on this one, but it's not because of the specialization part of it. I think it's not going to happen because professional teams are not going to want their player to be playing in another sport. The way it has to do it, it has to be football and baseball. You can't do any of the other sports because they overlap, right?
Yeah, it's tough.
So you can't do hockey.
I guess you could do baseball and basketball if you wanted to.
There's overlap, so you're going to lose in that.
There's some overlap.
The only way it works perfectly is with baseball and football.
But with
Russell Wilson, he was a guy that could play both, but he didn't. He chose football. I think that most football teams and most baseball teams are just not going to want to pay somebody the amount of money that it would take to go to be able to allow them to play in other sports. So that's more the reason for it, not because of the specialization, because I don't think the pro team will allow it.
All right. All right, that is Big Year No Deal each and every day at 6:30. Coming up next, you know what, Cappy? We've been rough on you today. We'll let you do a little Scotteria. Is that okay?
Nah, I don't want to do Scotteria.
Wrong, mother.
Okay, then we'll just do something else. We're back in 2 minutes. Do, 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 do.
Go ahead, Cap.
I was trying to think of the words, but I don't have them that well.
No, I thought you were just going to do yeah.
Anybody watching the Angels and Dodgers tonight?
Say what?
Of course.
Anybody watching the Angels-Dodgers tonight? I'm watching that.
Yeah.
I'm excited about this series. I've never really cared about interleague games, even when they try and make it Mets-Yankees or Giants-A's, White Sox and Cubs. But I'm telling you, man, the Angels are super interesting right now, and the Dodgers are also becoming a bit more interesting. all the stuff we've talked about here, George, in the last couple of days, I'm telling you, man, this is a big series for both teams.
Well, I mean, the Dodgers have been got swept, right? They haven't played very well, so they've kind of fallen back to the pack. So that's one thing. And then the Angels had a, you know, historically bad run and then acted like they won the World Series after the fact, which honestly I don't blame them for. Like,
they should have.
Yeah. Mm. I was what?
What is that?
No, I'm just
the Angels. They should have. They lost 14
I mean, they
in
lost
a row.
14 in a row. Do you know how hard that is?
It's Angels. Okay.
Okay.
So we're going to, Laura was just reminding me, we are going to have Angels Dodgers here on ESPN Los Angeles as soon as you guys get off the air.
Oh, you're kidding me. We have the game on tonight?
Yeah.
Yes,
the game
do.
Is on tonight. It'll be
on
our
right.
air.
It'll be
stay
on our
right
air. What about
here.
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow as well.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Well,
how about that?
How the hell, why didn't somebody tell me that?
I'm telling you right now because Laura reminded me.
Look at that.
That's my bad for not making a big deal out of it.
Dude, put it on the rundown.
You know, I didn't.
So you can't read it.
Right.
So
I mean, you wouldn't read it anyway, well, Capsule.
Yeah, I don't know if I get to the end of the rundown here.
Definitely. You don't even
you
get
need
to
start,
the beginning of
yeah.
it. Yeah.
I don't know about that. But so listen. So, George, you mentioned a little Scott-a-ria. Let me say something.
I thought you didn't
want
to do Scott-a-ria.
Well, I've changed my mind, just like you changed your mind last night, 7:15.
Is this where you just turn off the mic and kind of sit back?
No, I just let him have his random musings. Yes.
Well, here's the thing.
So, yes, Greg, the answer is yes.
We talked earlier today.
We did.
About this Klay Thompson impersonator.
Yeah, the guy.
Walking into the arena
yeah.
and getting onto the floor. And, you know, everybody's so uptight about this thing. They're like, you know, today this guy could have had COVID, could have infected the players. In today's day and age, who knows if he's carrying a weapon? Who knows what kind of damage the guy could have done? But it was just plain funny. And now that the video is emerging, have you guys all started to see the video
I mean,
that's
I've
popping
seen
around?
Parts of it, sure.
This
no,
guy is... He's shooting video of himself. He got somebody with him. Somebody's shooting video of this guy walking through the bowels of the arena, walking onto the floor, shooting, and by the way, dropping several threes. I'm sure it was edited. But the point is, like, when security finally comes to him, they're like, oh, we got to get you out of here. He's like, well, they just let me in. This guy looks like Klay Thompson, like, a little bit. Like, just a little bit. This guy does not look like Klay Thompson. You can blame this guy and ban this guy for life, but the security guards who were on duty at that time? Come on, you guys. Oh, this is a phrase I never use. Oh, my God, I can't believe I'm about to use this phrase. I never say this. Do better.
Oh, because you hate that phrase. You hate when people say that to you, so it's stunning that you would say it to someone else.
I hate the phrase do better. I hate the phrase be better.
Yeah.
But come on. Chase Center security in San Francisco, you let that dude hoodwink you into believing that that's Klay Thompson, and then you ban him for life? Do better.
This guy was walking in the player's entrance in full gear. Like, he was wearing the entire jersey and the shorts and the whole deal. What professional athlete walks through the player's entrance in full gear? Have you ever seen that scenario? You walk through the player's entrance, right?
No. Yes, I have. But the...
They're not in full gear.
Of course he has. He's in the league.
Right. Yes, but the I have, you know what though, I if there was any player on that team that might try that, it
you think Clay's gonna go in full gear?
He might.
Plus, he has a camera following him. Maybe
I mean,
that's
right.
what threw him off.
Ron Artest would have definitely done it.
Maybe they're like, oh, he's filming a documentary or something.
And this guy's been around for a little while too. This isn't like the first time he's been to a game or been shown on social media.
I get you.
But let me tell you what they should do. You see, this is where you have to have a sense of showmanship and a bit of a sense of humor. What they should do is not ban him for life and make it seem like you violated or you trespassed and all this other nonsense. Remember a year ago when the Nuggets?
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Are you jealous of fake Klay?
No, because
I
can do that. I can do that kind of thing. You know what I mean? Where like I can get around and kind of slide through some security and I could do that. So I'm very pro fake Klay because I thought it was funny, not dangerous. But here's the thing. Remember a year ago when the Nuggets were playing the Suns in the playoffs and there was a fight in the stands and the one guy beat up two dudes? And he's holding the one guy and he's going, hey, Suns in four. Suns in four. Do you guys remember the Suns in four guy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, the Suns celebrated that dude. That guy became like a viral sensation. They had him on the floor. Devin Booker was giving him jerseys. They celebrated that guy. That's what they should be doing with the Warriors. Hey, we got hoodwinked, but it was pretty funny. Nobody got hurt. Celebrate fake Klay.
It was also
Don't ban
pregame.
Fake Klay.
It was also in pregame. It wasn't like during a game. He didn't try and like check in as Klay Thompson, you know? Like,
well, clearly they would know that he was not.
I mean,
Klay
so he wasn't hurting anybody. He wasn't like causing any kind of mass ruckus. There was nobody there. There was nobody on the floor. It was him by himself. I don't know. I don't think it's a big deal.
Cap, if you were the announcer of the Golden State Arena, would you say, like, checking in Klay Thompson?
Really.
Checking in now for the game. Fake Klay Thompson.
That would be fun.
Fake Klay. Yeah, I mean, he didn't hurt anybody, honestly.
Well, you saying that Bergman should try to be Chris Taylor, like at Dodger Stadium?
Oh, yeah. Maybe I could just take batting practice.
Yeah.
Bergie, that's not a terrible idea. We put you in a Dodger uniform.
Yeah, please don't do that.
We put you in a Dodger uniform and see how far we can get you into Dodger Stadium. Yeah.
I could get maybe to the player's entrance, and they'll say, no, you can turn around now.
Can I sneak in Jeff in Corona, who's been holding on for 45 minutes?
Jeez, what's up, Jeff? What do you want?
Yeah, Jeff, sorry, bro. I'm sorry. We, you know, Cappy sometimes gets going, and we just can't stop.
It's Cappy, right.
No problem. You saved my car battery, so I don't, you know, better than running on the radio. So,
okay.
How are you guys doing?
We're good.
Good, man. What's up?
Good. Thanks for taking my call. It's kind of off the subject when I checked in, but it was about Anthony Davis. They're talking about how, and I want to get you guys' input, how he needs to do certain things to help prevent his injuries. How he needs to work on his body and his mind. I don't think there's anything that this man can do that's going to help him not tweak an ankle, hurt his shoulder, hurt an elbow. He's always on the floor. I'm not sure what he can do to prevent those.
I can tell you. So I've had this conversation with a prominent Hall of Famer who will remain nameless, mm-hmm. and they told me he needs better footwork is what they told me. And I got to run because we're up against the break.
Yeah, we're done here. We're out. We're going to Angels and Dodgers.
That's what this prominent Hall of Fame player has told me, that he needs better footwork.
It's the same gripe I've had, dude. I told you, guy's on the floor too much.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the better footwork stuff. I'm like, I don't remember you saying that.
No. Guy's on the floor too much. He's a flopper.
Yeah. You gotta stop flopping. You're on the floor flopping a lot, too.
Well, listen, one flopper can identify another flopper. I've told you, Anthony Davis flops.
Okay. All right. Excellent work, Cappy.
Yeah, outstanding job today, everybody.
All right. Great job, Lindsay and Laura. Bergie, thank you for hanging out.
Yeah,
thank you to Christopher for another Live Imaging Tuesday. We will be back mañana. Angels Dodgers coming up next here on this station. Have a great night.
Wrong, motherfucker!